This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fed Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, out here at the Wisconsin State Fair, just outside the Expo building. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you, along with our guy Tim Dillard, FanDuel Network Sports, Wisconsin Brewers analyst, former Brewers pitcher. I always like to throw in former Milwaukee Milkmen pitcher, because that was a big damn deal for the Milkmen when you showed up to pitch, if you remember correctly.
No, they were going to win the championship anyway. I just happened to show up and steal a ring.
But everybody and their mama came out to see you, though.
Well, it was only baseball in town outside of big leagues, and you couldn't even go to those games in 2020. So, yeah, the Milkmen, legit. They honestly, they helped put me on the map a little bit.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Stop. Nonsense. I got things I want to get to. So first I want to get to a kind of pseudo-technical thing that I think people watching at home were kind of trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Uribe, a few games back since the last time we talked, was messing around with the front of the mound for the first batter. And I don't remember who the first batter was. And he was messing around with the dirt in front of the mound. Throw a pitch. Ball. Mess around with the dirt in front of the mound. Throw a sandwich. Ball. And then eventually Contreras comes out there after he finally threw a strike, and he's messing around with stuff on the back of the mound, and they're talking. What was going on? Like, I can't tell you the last time I've seen a pitcher that distracted by dirt on the mound with where his foot was being placed.
Well, I mean, it was raining the entire game. By the time he gets out there, Uribe's probably putting his foot where maybe three other pitchers had already put their foot.
Yeah.
And suddenly you don't want to land – you know, off to the side or at an angle or anything like that. You want to land flush and throw your pitches. I remember, to put it in perspective, 2006, I went up against a guy in Double A. Every 5 days, I felt like I was going off. Remember Homer Bailey?
Yes.
With the Reds.
Pitcher, yeah.
So we landed our, whatever you chalk it up to, our left foot landed in the exact same spot. But this guy would put an indention in the mound, like an inch, every couple of innings.
He wasn't that big of a dude, was he?
Yeah, no. I mean, he had good extension at the time. Nobody knew how to measure it or anything like that, but he messed up the mound. I hated it. I actually would adjust myself on the mound just because I'm like, man, you're ruining this thing. Like, it's a beautiful mound, and you're ruining it. Sometimes the mound just isn't going to work. I mean, you talk about home field advantage.
Sure.
You feel comfortable on a mound. And then after that rain game, we were showing in the postgame show the grounds crew and what they were doing to put the mound back together. Like, sometimes you just don't put it together right. I think we're spoiled a little bit because I think the Brewers do it better than almost anybody in Major League Baseball. But sometimes you just don't agree with the mound.
You know, that was pretty wild because it was clearly in his head, Tim. I mean, it was every pitch. It wasn't like every couple batters he'd mess around with it a little bit. I mean, that whole first at bat, but then once he got it the way he wanted it, then he got into his groove after that.
Well, most times when people don't feel comfortable with the mound and they miss, it's like 92, 95, whatever. He misses with 100. Listen, I guarantee the batter's stepping out like, dude, do whatever you got to do to make sure that mound is exactly where you want it. because he's that nasty. So, yeah, sometimes that happens. That's not out of the realm of that. That's not weird at all. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy stuff. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with this Brewers team as we currently sit. I mean, I said it earlier. I think what they're doing this year, the jobs that Pat Murphy has done, Matt Arnold, you know, again, Isaac Collins, Caleb Durbin, Andrew Vaughn, Priester, all these guys. None of these guys were thought to be huge contributors before the year for this Brewers team. It wasn't talked about. And now to look to see where they are, best record in baseball, they both won awards last year. I think this year is more impressive than what they did last year.
Yeah, I think the expectation – hey, guys. expectation was not much of anything last year. Lose Craig Counsell out of nowhere. Nobody saw that coming. And then all of a sudden you're putting together a winning ball club. So it's like, oh, yeah, here are the awards. This year, there's much more like expectation maybe in that way. But, again, Matt Arnold has made amazing moves. And we get hung up on the trade deadline. Like, that's just a suggestion. If you have a need at this time, make a move. But before that, that's what they did. They made moves. They had Woodruff come back. Yep. They had Perkins come back. They went out and got Vaughn. They went out and got Lockridge, which I think is a really good player. And they brought up Mizorowski, which, by the way, he's here today. I don't know if you saw
him.
He was riding on the ski lift across
where his feet touched
the State Fair a little bit. Yeah, people were like, hey, Miz. Haven't seen him yet, you know, on the ground. But it takes that kind of thing. You have to make moves. You can't keep everybody all the time, and you got to figure out guys that are good at what they do. And the Brewers continually do that because this isn't fake. This isn't fake baseball. There's enough of a sample size to go, this is a legitimate ball club. 1 through 9 is a threat of getting on base and getting to the next base and scoring. I mean, this is real. This is a real team.
All right, so there's a lot of people on social media, right? So, you know, Twitter tough, whatever you want to call them, Cub fans, same thing. they like to tweet out that Brewers are like the luckiest team in the league with how they get on base with some of these hits and errors when they're playing against teams. They get errors, and yeah, they score runs, but they just get all the breaks in the world. They're so lucky. How much do you think luck plays into a success of a baseball team throughout the course of a season?
Well, in talking about this team, they're creating their own luck. You know, the swing and bunts, the infield hits, they're
ball
leading all the baseball in infield hits. Well, yep. It's like, well, why don't the Yankees do that? Yankees don't have that personnel. They don't have guys that have that kind of foot speed or that kind of have that awareness of if I put the ball in play, I'm going to get to first base. And it's also not the strikeout. They're staying away from the strikeout. I found a stat the other day. I say me. It was Dom Catronio, who's awesome statistician. But I just came up with the idea of, like, what happens when they don't strike out a lot? When the Brewers strike out 8 times or fewer, they're like 51-16.
Ooh.
And you think about 8 strikeouts, you feel like
that's
a
lot.
That's like one in eight almost. And you're like, all they got to do is strike out 8 or less, and they have like a 90% chance of winning. And the reason is because if they eliminate the strikeout, they put the ball in play and good things happen. They have forced they're tied first with 77 forced errors. They're forcing errors on the other team by the way they play baseball.
Somebody listening is saying, how the hell do you force an error as a baseball player, right? You could force an interception in football. I can force a steal in basketball. But how do you force an error in baseball?
Yeah, great point. They're putting the ball in play. The threat of the bunt. People are going to face the Brewers. They know they're going to bunt. They know they're going to steal.
Right.
The defense changes. They start getting in different positions. We saw the other day, it was 1st and 2nd. Brandon Lockridge, who just came over from the Brewers, he's in a sacrifice bunt situation.
Yep.
1st and 2nd, nobody out. Well, the pitcher's like, well, we're going to, you know, I'm sure it came from the dugout, but they put on a play to back pick at second base. Well, what's he do? He throws it in center field. Why? Because that's a kind of a tough play to execute if you're not coming out of spring training right away. So he throws it in center field. Suddenly it's 2nd and 3rd, and then what's the next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Next pitch, it's a sacrifice fly because Lockridge is a guy that knows, hey, what's going on? He's a guy that knows how to play the game the right way. There's Barry. Hey, Barry, what's going on, man?
Did you know this guy here?
We're on the radio right now.
Did you know this guy here, Barry Hirsch?
Yeah,
was the first morning show producer in the history of this station.
No,
he was back in 2005. Yeah,
yeah, I can believe this guy.
Yeah,
all right, you got street cred now.
Yeah, I got street cred, Barry Hirsch. That's right. Take care, Barry.
But the idea is that this team knows what to do in every given situation, and that hasn't always been the case. When it's like, oh, man on third, less than two outs, let's swing. You know, let's try to hit a homer, or you strike out. This team, the decisions they're making at the plate by putting the ball in play and using their speed is making pitchers, making defenses make mistakes.
He is Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, former Brewers pitcher out here at the Wisconsin State Fair having fun on YouTube as well. If you want to check out his bright orange sunglasses that you've seen him wear so many times, go to YouTube, the Fan Milwaukee search, and you'll find us. Shorts, videos, all the local shows are live streamed. As well, now he's taking pictures. Hey! this is the other thing that I'm trying to wrap my head around a little bit with this Brewers team. And the fact that I think Isaac Collins is the best hitter on this team right now.
I mean,
is that crazy?
I mean, you could throw a dart, hit three or four guys.
I mean, they put him in the three hole the other day, and if we would have done that in like May, I'd be like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that
would
was yesterday.
Do it? Yeah, you do it, and you go, well, he's the best hitter on the team. Of course he blocks in the three hole. Well, I think he is right now.
That's only the second time he's batted in the three hole, and I think the last time was just kind of out of necessity on the way the lineup and who was healthy. But right now they have Vaughn batting behind Yelich, and it has worked. So you don't want to mess with that.
Correct.
And then you're trying to figure out what to do since Churio went on the IL, and you're trying to piece it together. But Collins, if you don't throw to him, he walks. If you do throw to him, he's a switch hitter. He's a threat. Hits the ball all over the field.
Hits it
and,
hard.
And honestly, yeah, he did. He four barrels just yesterday.
Yep.
And if you make a mistake to a guy like that right now, he's going to do damage. And that's what it was. If you go back, I think the game one, they only got three hits in the ball game as a three-run homer.
I am.
And, I mean, yeah, this is some of baseball back in the day. This was Oriole baseball when it comes to the pitching, the defense, and the three-run homer. And if you have a guy like Isaac Collins, who people can't even pick out in a lineup, and he's the one that has that big blow of the bat, this is a good team.
I promise you, he could be walking around State Fair. Nobody's going to know.
I would reckon. I honestly thought I saw him earlier.
Did you? He might be. I'm just saying, like, seriously, like, if Murphy always says this, and it drives me nuts, because I'm like, that's kind of, I don't like when he does it, but he, you know, the average Joes and the normal guys or whatever. But to a degree, I wonder what would happen. Not, you can't do that with Yelich or whatever, but I wonder if you took, like, a couple of pitchers, a couple of Brewer players, and just kind of put, like, cameras on their hats or whatever, and had them walk around the State Fair, how many people would actually recognize them during the course of a day at State Fair?
I don't know. I think they would.
Mizorowski obviously.
I think they would get recognized just because of the way the Brewers brand their players so well and social media. And I mean, we got some of the fans, best fans in all of sports. So, yeah, they're very recognizable. I get recognized all the time. You saw me. I was walking by, sat down. You slapped this headset on me. Yeah, it's real.
You know, the other thing too about this Brewers team, looking ahead, Cubs have an easier schedule. Padres have an easier schedule. You know, they have a relatively tough schedule going forward, which I think to a certain degree is good for this Brewers team because it keeps them involved kind of going forward. And everybody outside of Milwaukee is waiting for them to cool off, come back at some point. Now, again, I think everybody thinks eventually that may happen. The problem is, as we've talked about, there's so many different guys doing things on a different night that it's not literally like, oh, well, once this dude cools off, let's say it's Vaughn. Once Vaughn cools off, their offense is going to go away. That's not the case. Frelick, Terang, Yelich, Collins, all these guys can still go. Even if he cools off, there's enough other bats, and you get Hoskins back at some point.
Well, I mean, this offense is a lot like John Wick. He can beat you a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
think about the offense. Think about the Dodgers when Freddie Freeman got cold and Mookie Betts and Ohtani sort of cold for him is like 300 with, you know.
Betts was ice cold till the other night. Yeah,
but you're talking about three players that are carrying the entire offense, and if they don't do well, then the team loses. And we saw that. We saw that firsthand. So the Brewers is like they're not really relying on one, two, or three guys. They have 7, 8, 9, sometimes 13 guys in a game that do something to contribute. And the reason other teams don't do this, you're wondering, why? How come everybody doesn't play this way? It's because they don't have the personnel, and they don't have the coaches that are emphasizing this kind of stuff. You always hear the players, and you think it's a cliche when they get interviewed and stuff. They're like, well, I know my role. And what they're talking about is not just their role every day, but their role in what situation. What is my role in this situation with this guy on this base, this inning, this many outs? And they're being coached in such a way to look for those moments and to best maximize. So it's not just, oh, they scored 9 runs. You dig deep, which, I mean, I'm paid to do, right?
Yeah.
Very handsomely. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, this is what they do. They're putting it together piece by piece in every facet of the game. And so you talk about, are they going to cool off? They might, and they probably will, just because they're playing so well. But it's not going to be one or two or three guys. The whole team's going to have to go cold for this thing to kind of stop working.
I'm going to end this with a question or something that got asked by a listener earlier on in the show. He asked us to line up the starting pitchers in order, best arms in the rotation. Yeah, line them up in order. Who are the best arms in this rotation?
Best arms.
I'll tell you what we did, Charlie and I. And I struggled, and I still don't feel right about it. Mizorowski 1, Woodruff 2, and then this is where it hurts. Quintana 5. It hurt my soul, but I put Priester as the Charlie 3 and Peralta 4, and I was getting mad at Charlie. I'm like, how can we put him 4? He's a freaking all-star on this team. Like, this seems ridiculous that we can do that. But the argument was made, well, Priester's going deeper into games more often, da-da-da-da-da. So that was the conversation piece. This is tough for you. You got to, you know, deal with these guys all the time and so forth. But what would your take be on it?
Well, you can't put two guys that could possibly go 5 or fewer innings together. If you want to save the bullpen, you got to put someone like Priester out there. I would put Priester 2nd just because he's a guy that can go 6, 7, 8,
yes,
maybe even 9 innings. I still think he's going to throw a complete game this year.
Oh, man.
And I know Woodruff has done so well. He's gotten, 4 of his 5 outings have been quality starts, but you can't bank on that just yet. And you can't bank on Peralta going more than 5 innings. So you kind of have to mess with it in that way. And if they're talking about a big 3, I have a hard time believing they're going to let Mizorowski maybe start and go too deep into a game. It may be a situation where, you know, one or two of those guys kind of piggyback. Maybe it's you know, Peralta for 5 innings, and after that, Mizorowski, or 4 and 4. You don't know, but right now, for me, you can't have guys that are going possibly 5 innings each time out. You can't have them 1, 2, 3. That's not going to work. The bullpen will be depleted by game 3, so Priester's going to be in the mix. If he's not 1, he's definitely 2.
That is awesome stuff. Tim Dillard, follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. See him walking around the State Fair with his beautiful orange glasses on. And I have a plea to those of you listening. I need somebody that's in charge of suits in this town. Somebody, Southeastern Wisconsin. He needs a suit deal. He needs more than one damn suit coat. Get this man a suit deal. Like nice suits from like Italy. Real high-end, nice pinstripe suits. And get Kashan suits too. And we'll get Rutino, the catcher. Catchers, do they wear suits? I don't know. So Rutino, Dillard, Kashan. They all need a suit deal. Men's Warehouse is fine, but whoever. Somebody get this guy a suit deal. You need a suit deal, man.
I like my suit.
You have one.
I do.
Right?
I know where it is, and I know what I'm wearing every single day.
Somebody, hey, email the station, call Charlie now, DM me on Twitter at Sparky Radio. Let's get these guys suits so they look top-notch all the time, you'll make me happy. Before the playoffs, let's get this done. Tim Dillard, thank you so much.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.